big question now is, you just got two pages from 2005. What doesn't this show?
Well, it doesn't tell us who Trump is beholden to. I mean, we know, for example, that he owes money to Deutsche Bank, which is deeply involved in money laundering for the Russians. He owes money to the communist bank in China, the Bank of China, which is also the largest tenant in Trump Tower. We have a U.S. president who's in hock to a bank in China. We don't know who he's getting his revenue from. We don't know who his partners are or who he's done business with in foreign countries. And that could have major national security implications.
We do now know that this audit excuse that the president said is no real reason not to release
absolute nonsense.
His tax return. So and now we've seen 1995 and 2005. These 2005 returns are certainly not scandalous in any way from what we know of what was released. So what is he trying to hide in your view? You've covered him for a long time.
I don't think he wants us to know all the people he's done business with, both those he's beholden to and those he receives income from. But there actually is something in here that I think is very important, George. One of the key elements of Donald Trump's tax plan is getting rid of the alternative minimum tax. You and I and everybody else who's prosperous in America is on the alternative minimum tax. If that tax hadn't existed, Donald Trump would have paid a tax rate on his $153 million lower than the average paid by the poorest half of Americans.
So you're saying based on this 2005 tax return, the Donald Trump tax proposal now would give a big benefit to Donald Trump?
An enormous benefit to him. And if you put that across a lot of people, it would have also caused serious problems for us in doing all the things government needs to do.
Think this will spring more leaks?
I hope so.